Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate you making this podcast part of your day. Make sure you subscribe if you want more and leave us some feedback. Away we go.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to The Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
I'm so excited that our next guest is going to be playing in the BFT Foundation 7th Annual Celebrity Golf Tournament a week from today out at the Reserve Golf Course. Stoked about this. Allison Cook, the reigning Miss Oregon, also known on social media as the tall traveling woman. Allison, how are you?
Hey, doing well. Thank you so much for having me on your show today.
How tall are you? What are we talking about, tall traveling woman?
Okay, so flat-footed, no heels, I am 6'1". I think the tallest recorded heels I have worn would put me at about 6'7".
Oh, man.
I think that's 13, but I'm 6'1".
So you grew up playing sports. Was it volleyball? Is that right?
Yes. You know, I actually started playing basketball and then had the opportunity to play college volleyball at Oregon Tech as a Husband Owl.
Love that. Part of your platform as you ran for Miss Oregon was you're an athlete, and I love that. And I like, too, that, you know, all of us, there's an athlete in all of us, isn't there?
Absolutely. One of the things I've kind of adopted is be the champion of your life. And it doesn't just apply to sport. Anything that you have in your path, make sure that you do the steps you need to overcome it and become that champion, become that mentor, support system, and that person you always wish that you had growing up.
What's it like to be Miss Oregon? You walk into the room, you got the sash on, you got the tiara on, like, you know, young people must look at you like this is a Disney princess.
It's really a dream come true. I mean, with the backing of Pageants Northwest, we have had so many incredible opportunities to give back to our community and work with organizations such as yours, the Baldfaced Truth Foundation. It's really been a golden ticket to network and make a difference in communities all across the state and nationwide. So dream come true, truly.
Allison Cook with us, Miss Oregon. You were a high draft pick in this draft. The celebrities get drafted. So you're going to be playing in this tournament. And, you know, a lot of times people will draft because they, hey, we want a good golfer. Other times they'll say, hey, we want to get to know somebody. The good people at Cherish, they've got that great health drink. They said, Miss Oregon, that's our pick. What can they expect from you as a golfer, Allison?
They can expect some raw skills. they can expect some encouragement, a positive attitude. Golf has been my gift in life, as much as the class, maybe I need some lessons. But they can expect to have a great time, and really everything's going to be benefiting. Camp Exceptional, and what a better opportunity than to get outside and support the Reserve Golf Resort and just have a great day.
Yeah, it's really interesting because it's such a good fit with you. You have talked about a brain injury that you had. There are kids who will attend Camp Exceptional in the summer. This camp happens only because the golf tournament funds the camp. And there are kids who will attend the camp that, you know, some kids are typical kids. The other kids have a variety of challenges, including some brain injuries. Can you maybe speak a little bit to your experience with that?
Yes. So over the course of my life, I've sustained three traumatic brain injuries, or most commonly known as concussions. Most of mine came from sports, including one that came from a pretty severe car accident. Probably the toughest thing about brain injuries is it's truly the invisible injury. You may look just fine on the outside, but everything internal is going awry. And so if you're dealing with somebody who's overcoming a traumatic brain injury, the biggest thing that I can ask for is that you have grace and patience with that person. And support them as they try to navigate their way through life. Our medical imaging and testing is getting better and better with the hope of bringing our traumatic brain injury survivors back to what normal life is. But have grace, be patient, don't give up. Life might be difficult, but there really is a light at the end of the tunnel. And with medicine advancing the way that it is, I have high hopes that hopefully we won't have to deal with this for much longer.
We're talking to Allison Cook, the reigning Miss Oregon. When you were a little kid, did you say, I want to be Miss Oregon one day? Or how did that unfold for you?
That was probably the farthest thing from where my head was at. I grew up in a wonderful home where we encouraged volunteerism, public speaking, musical participation, and sports. If anything, I would have told you I would have played up and played basketball. And so I actually joined pageantry my freshman year of high school looking for a way to earn scholarship money. And I've competed with a few major pageant organizations through the Miss America organization. I earned over $37,000 in scholarships. And now I will be competing at Miss USA in November. And I can just tell you, it's been such an incredible ride. I've had practice interviewing, again, volunteerism opportunities in the community, and a chance to meet people like yourself. So I would encourage anybody who's interested in either earning more money for school or getting involved in your community to consider pageantry as a great way to do that.
Allison Cook with us. The reigning Miss Oregon. She will be out at the 7th Annual BFT Foundation Celebrity Golf Tournament a week from today at the Reserve Golf Course. And it'll be a lot of fun. Allison, there's no pressure on this event. It's just a good time. We're all out there raising money for kids so that kids can play sports and musical instruments and drama programs. And so what did you, besides sports, what were you involved in as a kid, co-curricular-wise?
So I loved dance. I can't say I was really good at it, but I sure loved it. And one of my other favorite activities was playing the violin. I actually learned to play the violin at age 5 and continued playing through college. I played the national anthem at the Oregon Jamboree, and while I was at Miss America, I played on an electric violin, Let's Get It Started by the Black Eyed Peas.
I love that. That is awesome. Because when you think about violin... Yeah,
I got to tell you a story real quick. The reason why I chose that song, my father and I grew up watching the Warriors play basketball, and it was one of their favorite opening songs. Everybody ran into the basketball court. And so as an ode to sports to my father and everything in that nature, that was why I chose that song. So,
well, we're going to have to maybe when you approach the tee at the golf tournament for the first time, we'll just cue it. That'd be all right. Like, and then you step up and you just hit it right down the fairway.
Oh gosh, that would be great. As long as I can hit the ball, yes, that would be great.
Well, one of the most nerve-wracking things for me every year is like when you check in at registration, I'll be there. I'll say hi to you. I'll greet everybody who's there, and then all of a sudden we look up and it's noon. It's time for the tournament to start, and somebody will go, hey, Canzano, this is your thing. You hit the first ball. And now I'm not warmed up. Everybody's looking at me. And all I'm thinking is, don't embarrass myself. Don't embarrass myself. Mm-hmm. But about an hour later, it's all gone. Everybody's having fun. You know, you got a cold beverage in your hand on a warm, sunny day. And we know we're all out there, you know, helping kids. So I appreciate you being part of this, Allison. And I applaud you for being involved with so many good causes and setting such a good example for, you know, I have 3 daughters. I think it's fantastic to see somebody who is a former athlete and somebody who says, hey, I'm still an athlete. And you have done so much in such a short time as Miss Oregon. So I think it's really cool to, you know, to see a real person in that role.
Well, thank you. I got to give a quick shout out. I'm a referee in the area. So if you don't see me in a crown or sash, you might actually see me either in stripes on the basketball court or a white shirt waving a flag on the volleyball court. So shout out to any referees who are listening. It's a tough time to be involved in sports and not an athlete. But I'm really looking forward to the opportunities that are coming for referees and athletes as we return to our new normal in sports.
Yeah, I had a thought. I think I have seen you work before because my oldest is a club volleyball player. And I do think you've refereed some matches in the last couple years. You've been doing this for a while.
Yes. Yes. I started refereeing, gosh, probably 9 years ago. Yeah. For volleyball, I've made it up to the Division I level, hoping to make Pac-12 in the near future. But I've loved it. It's a great way to give back to the kids. It's a great way to stay involved and really just paying ode to sports. They play such a big part of my life, and I hope that we can continue that moving forward.
Let me ask you, because a lot of us never referee, how much empathy, respect do you have for officials in the professional level because you've done it and you understand how hard it is?
Oh, so much respect. You have to remember, when the official's making the call, we've trained for hours and hours and hours on how it should be done, but you're given not even half a second to judge and execute the rule that you studied for so many years. It happens so quickly. It's so easy as a fan to watch the replays and say, gosh, how'd they miss it? But I guarantee if you were running up and down the court or watching that ball hit at you at 50 miles an hour, you might have a different opinion. So have some patience. And if you're really outspoken, I would encourage you to give it a shot. We desperately need more officials, especially in a part of the Oregon State Athletic Association. So if anybody is interested on what that might look like, please reach out to me on socials, and I'd love to get you more involved.
I love that you said, hey, if you're more vocal, you can get out there, because it's so true. Once you've done it, I don't care what sport it is, you realize it's really demanding. It's difficult to do in real time, and you're managing so much. It's not just knowing the rules. It's managing people, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I had the opportunity back in 2018 to officiate one of the Oregon State two-way basketball tournaments. And if you were from some of the schools, you might think I'm the worst person that ever walked the face of the earth. But you learn so much. And you have to remember, all of us are out there because we love the game, we love the kids, and we're trying to teach them discipline in a safe way, provide them that outlet to deal with emotions, to find something that they're passionate about, and learn how to work together on a team. So you're right. It is so much more than just making the call. And I hope you think about that next time before you yell at that official.
There you go. Miss Oregon, Allison Cook. You will hear her as part of the BFT Foundation Celebrity Golf Tournament. It'll be carried live on this station, wherever you're listening across the state, next Thursday. Allison Cook playing with Team Cherish. That is going to be a dangerous team next Thursday. Allison, I can't wait to meet you in person. I appreciate what you do in officiating and everything that you've done as Miss Oregon. And thank you for making time for us today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on. And I look forward to seeing you next Thursday.
Allison Cook, you can find her online. She's got her own website, AllisonCook.com. She's also on Twitter. As both herself and Miss Oregon. That's kind of weird to say she's both herself and Miss Oregon, but it's true. She's got her own personal accounts. I encourage you to follow her, get to know her, and follow her work as Miss Oregon. But I love the idea of a Miss Oregon being an official in sports. Like, that's a first, right? We've had athletic Miss Oregons, like CeCe Barber a couple years ago, like really good athlete, fantastic, like ballroom dancer. But this Miss Oregon, Allison Cook, I got a feeling that she could spike a volleyball on you, probably beat you one-on-one, or officiate a game and leave you going, wow, really respected the job she did. I do remember her as an official in volleyball, because in volleyball, the officials, they climb up, Judah, on that big lifeguard stand by the net.
Oh, yeah.
They get up there. She's 6'1", and she's standing 5 feet above your head. She's like 11 and a half feet tall by the time she gets up there.
Yeah, she's got a presence. Got a presence. You don't want to get her on her bad side, I'm sure.
I remember, because a lot of times you see kind of some crusty old overweight, you know, white guy who climbs up there.
Oh, you know Jim too?
Okay, yeah. They climb up there on that lifeguard stand and you go, you know, I really would like to see more female officials calling girls volleyball games in the state. But then you walk in and you see Allison Cook up there and you're like, you know, she's 6 foot plus and she's got total command of the court. And I just love seeing that. I appreciate her coming on the show. Appreciate her volunteering her time. So many good celebrities will be part of the event. You guys have heard me talk at length. I want to give a shout out to White Claw as well. I forgot them earlier. The White Claw is a great sponsor of the event and has been for several years. But, you know, Neil Lomax will be there as a celebrity golfer. Alex Molden, former NFL first-round draft pick, will be there. Mike Walter, Super Bowl champion with the 49ers, will be there. Nicole Ragone, Pac-12 analyst, will be there. Joe Becker from K2. Mark Wasikowski, Oregon Ducks baseball coach. Adam Bjornsson from Coin. Jim Etzel from Sport Oregon. Jimmy Joyce, former Major League Baseball umpire. Drew Carney from KGW. Nicky Torres from K2. The great Mike Jorgensen, former Duck quarterback and radio analyst, will be there. Shantae Liggins, the University of Portland men's basketball coach. Nick Aliotti, love you for your support every year. Christine Pitawanich at KGW. Nina Melhoff at KGW. Jenny Hansen at Coin. All among the celebrity golfers, including Dave Bartu, the college football matrix, who might be the most analytical person on the golf course. Asking me a lot of questions this week. Mm. It's not that complicated. It's golf. Just put the ball in the hole. Fewest strokes wins. Okay? That's how it works. There's going to be real-time scoring, Judah. I don't know if I'm ready for that.
Ooh, see, that's a new element, right? That's a new element. Will there be like this 20-foot-tall leaderboard as you make the turn that kind of follows everybody?
There's going to be a leaderboard, and then there's going to be a roar from the crowd on the other side of the course.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody hit an eagle.
Like, oh, wow, that's the echo down 13 we were all waiting for. Yeah. Someone must have had a 10-foot gimme that they broke off with a piece of red rope.
They've got an app now that they say, you know, the teams will enter their own score and then it will update on the leaderboard, right? Yeah. So it's really just for two teams. There's 22 teams playing in this thing. And there's two teams that really go at it every year, okay? And the rest of us are like 12 strokes behind those two teams. But it's literally, I will not be surprised if like Phil Mickelson shows up one year as part of one of these two teams. Because that's how good they are.
He's just hitting bombs. I can imagine Lomax walking in and he pulls a Larry Bird as he gets up to the first tee. And he's like, who's playing for second? I'm winning.
Lomax, his team won it last year. And I believe they shot 59 to win it.
Crazy.
Okay.
What do they think they are? Stuart Sink? Amazing.
It's just really humbling to me as we're just trying to be under par, and then you see somebody post a 59, and you're like, we're not even close on this thing. Okay. All right, leave it here. You got the bald-faced truth statewide. Arizona State, some disturbing and troubling and disappointing things going on there. I want to talk about that as part of the Culligan Water Cooler Report. It's brought to you by Culligan of Oregon. Get your water tested. Know what you're drinking. See how Culligan of Oregon can help you. Go to culliganoforegon.com. They'll do that complimentary water testing. They did it for our household, and the very next day I knew, hey, this is what we're drinking. Like, you know, are we good with all this, or do we need to make some changes? You can do that as well at culliganoforegon.com.
Welcome to the Culligan Water Cooler Report. If we're talking about it, they'll be talking about it. Brought to you by Culligan Water Company.
Let's kick this around. Herm Edwards at Arizona State is under fire. And what's been reported is that Arizona State basically said there's no pandemic going on. We're just going to recruit while the NCAA is saying everybody else is locked down. No on-campus recruiting. I am told it gets much worse and that there may be some audio recordings that will surface here. That's sort of what has been alluded to on social media by others. But I have sources telling me that it is a disgruntled internal employee that is selling out Arizona State or essentially blowing the whistle on Arizona State. I'm also told that there are audio recordings that are going to be a kill shot here as it comes to the NCAA investigation. Judah Newby, how far do you hold the accountability here? If it's Herm Edwards and his staff, is it just the football staff that ultimately holds the water for this? Or do you extend it to the athletic department? How far does the responsibility go?
It's hard for me because I go on perception and what I know, from basically a lot of how you have kind of described the leadership of Ray Anderson and Michael Crow and what John Wilner has written and shared about the leadership of Ray Anderson and Michael Crow. Herm Edwards does not take the Arizona State job without his background and his friendship with Ray Anderson. So, in large part to me, they're kind of one and the same. I absolutely extend this accountability to Ray Anderson. And if I'm taking you at face value, which I'm inclined to do, I definitely extend it to Michael Crow as well. This seems cultural, it seems systemic, and it seems like it runs very, very deep. I'm probably least surprised of Ray Anderson's potential involvement or that maybe he turned a blind eye or maybe he just didn't know at all, but guess what? That's still your fault for being ignorant. But I'm most disappointed in Herm Edwards, because reputationally speaking, I had nothing but respect for the man. That was all he put forward. And if he really had culpability the way that this piece seems to suggest that he did, it's a total about-face and one of the bigger disappointments of any college football coach I've ever experienced.
I'm wrestling with this because I think David Shaw said it best yesterday. As he was asked, the Stanford coach was asked, you know, what do you make of this? And he says, you know, the rest of us were following the rules. I'm paraphrasing, but basically the rest of us were following the rules. And if somebody else wasn't following the rules, then that's really disappointing, because the pandemic, the whole thing, you know, the whole premise of the NCAA locking down athletes and saying no visits on campus was to just sort of mitigate the health risks and go, look, we need to hit pause here. We need to not have on-campus recruiting. And if Arizona State, in fact, just decided, you know, they were going to recruit as if it was, you know, business as usual, Herm Edwards deserves to be out of a job here.
Yeah, for sure. And look, there's a lot of NFL influence on his coaching staff, right? Antonio Pierce, a lot of people. And I think they may have taken a little too much of that NFL mentality here, where it's like win at all costs. You play to win the game. You know, Herm obviously known for that. But part of me just wonders, how much of this are we just going to say this is just them being stupid? It wasn't them willingly cheating. I mean, I'm sure it was certainly in part willingly cheating. But in another part, it's just stupidity. It's being dumb. It's not even paying attention to details, which is part of the job. But like, how much of it is them willingly crossing a line, and how much of it is them just being dumb?
Yeah, and I go back to, like, you mentioned Herm.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game. You don't play it, just play it. That's the great thing about sports. You play to win. And I don't care if you don't have any wins. You go play to win. When you start telling me it doesn't matter, then retire. Get out. Because it matters.
See, and I wonder, like, we all know winning fosters money, fosters gift giving, fosters branding for the universities. In professional sports, there's a different understanding. And we have seen college sports, like, people will laugh at me and they'll go, oh, you know, college sports are as close to professional sports as you can see. But when you hire somebody like Herm Edwards, who's got the mentality of you play to win the game, you play to win the game, you play to win the game. And, you know, Arizona State found an angle. They said, nobody's recruiting right now. Our greatest angle is to recruit. Like, that's the angle. Jeez. This isn't like Andro and Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa, because anybody in Major League Baseball could have taken Andrew. This is like literally Arizona State. If this really happened, Arizona State's looking around going, hey, guys, no one else can recruit right now. Let's recruit. Like, it's like, you know, it just flies in the face of decency, and it is deplorable. 2 o'clock hours ahead. Leave it here.
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald Face.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Face Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Face Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.